let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book, The United States of America, The Most Successful Nation and People of All by Tom Shipley Jr., provides facts and details that explain the reasons why the U.S. has surpassed all other nations in economic success, its free market, how it was born, when it was born, and what government did to sustain it. Tom has a Bachelor of Science degree in electrical engineering with honors from Virginia Polytechnic Institute, an accomplished business career vice president of marketing, national sales manager, application engineer, since 1977, owner and president of Machine Tool Sales Company in Birmingham, Michigan, a prolific writer and author, widely published by the trade press, several books including a cookbook with his wife and the book Why Government Can Never Fix a Down Economy. He's a Navy veteran. Now, while at GE, Tom worked on the Foundation for Computers and Automation of Machines. Tom Shipley Jr., author of The United States of America, The Most Successful Nation and People of All, is our guest on This Week in America. Tom, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a career that you've had, and at 95, still going strong and writing new chapters in this amazing life that you've had. Let's talk about the book, which is so fascinating on a number of levels, The United States of America, The Most Successful Nation and People of All. What was the inspiration to write this book, which had to require a lot of research to put together? What was the inspiration for writing this?
Well, I had written a book, Why Government Can Never Fix a Down Economy.
Yes.
And I had covered some of the stuff, and then I had written a couple of the United States free market system, different from all others, and another little pamphlet, Did You Know the Fed Has Been Stealing Your Money? And then one day I was reading A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap. And it's by Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. And in the preface for the book, one of the authors explained all the problems that he had and the education that he had, and he had problems with the Constitution, and with all of his education, he didn't know, but he didn't know he didn't know.
Yes.
and that got me interested, because that so much of that is in our government.
Well, it exactly is. And when you read the book, suddenly it's like, well, wait a minute. I've sort of thought these things over the years, and now Tom is pointing it out. And it's interesting because you talk about so much of the information about our economy, our marketplace, is entirely incorrect. And you lay it out chapter and verse on that. Talk a little bit about that and why it really is incorrect information. And we sort of base our livelihood on it, our country on it.
Well, most of the problems, our founders accepted our government to be run by citizens.
Yes.
And it's being run by citizens, except these citizens that we are running now have never been normal American citizens. They have been politicians, career politicians. They have started in early in their life, and they've been involved in politics. They've never been in business. They've never been in the military. I mean, too many of them.
Yes.
And as a result, they do not have the knowledge of this country that is necessary in order to make the government run properly. And so that's where we are now. And we, the people of these United States, have to realize that the first question that we have to ask every aspirant for a government work is, what's your background? And if they can't give you an illustration of the fact that they were a normal American citizen and that it had some successes, then they should be disregarded as aspirants and look for somebody else. And that, I think, is where we're beginning to go, and I think that's how we got our President Trump.
Well, the book we're talking about is The United States of America, The Most Successful Nation and People of All by Tom Shipley, Jr. The book is available at Amazon, available also at Stratton Press in their bookstore. And when you read that, you realize that the knowledge these people bring to our government is crucial, isn't it, in being able to solve problems, not from some theoretical sense, but from actually knowledge in these particular areas we're dealing with.
Yes. The government people that run our country, they know how to run the government, but the difficulty is they do not have the knowledge and the experience necessary to run it properly. They run it well, but they don't run it properly. And so as a result, we have the downturn we had in 2008, 2009, and we keep having troubles and troubles and troubles.
You know, people go to school, spend a lot of money in school to get educated in fields that are vital to our government. What role is education playing in properly arming our citizens with the knowledge and the education necessary to function?
Well, you can't learn about business in school. You learn all the things that are necessary to enter business properly, but you have to do business in order to understand how business works, because most, if you've never been in business, you don't understand the natural restraints that are there to keep you from doing something wrong.
Yes.
Profit and loss. And competition, and most people don't realize it, but our people start at the low end, just like I did, and then as you learn and know, and you move up a little bit, and then you move up a little bit, and then you move up a little bit, and some of the best ones become rich, and then we pick on them because they have money.
Yes,
they are the
yes.
ones who are hiring us and giving us our money.
Yes, that's addressed in the book The United States of America, The Most Successful Nation and People of All by Tom Shipley Jr., our guest on the program. How about the role of media? Do we get an accurate sense of what's happening in the country, in government, from what we're seeing in reading in the media?
No, we do not. The media does not. The media goes for readership. And in order, bad news makes good readership. And we know more about the bad things of this country than we do about the good. And this country has been the best for the world of any other nation on the face of the earth. And people always say, are we smarter than everybody else? The answer is no. This country is made of people who are originated from all the other nations on the face of the earth. So we are no smarter than they are, but we have freedoms that the rest of the world doesn't have. We have had them since our founders initiated this country and began it and formed it, and we have freedoms even today after 8 years of Obama's work. We have still have the more freedoms in this country than the nations of almost all the rest of the world.
The book is...
And that is what makes us different.
Well, yeah, and you go back to 1620 and the Mayflower, the Pilgrims, the freedom for people, the free market, and you tell that story so well in the book, The United States of America, the most successful nation and people of all. Do we still obviously hold that title? I would believe that everybody still looks up, I believe, to people here in the U.S. Are we in danger of losing that?
Well, most people don't realize it, but the people of Mayflower, in order to get the money in England, to get from England to here, they had to agree that everything, that all the land would belong to the community. And everything that was raised on the land would belong to the community, and it would be distributed equally to all. And that's the way they were able to agree to that. They got the money in order to come. Well, within about 3 years after the, as around 1620, within about 3 years, it became obvious that that wasn't working, because the people who were working the hardest to do the most were getting the same thing as everybody else, even those who didn't work at all. Everybody got the same, and there was dissatisfaction. And finally, William Bradford, the governor, said, "We got to do better than this." And so he redistributed the land to everybody, and they got an equal portion. And anything that they raised on that land was theirs. And the orphans, those who didn't have a family, they had their members of the community would agree to take them in. And so they took them in, and their property came with them. And everybody shared, and then they began to prosper. And they did well, and they began to trade with the Indians and so forth, with extra stuff with them, and they began to prosper. And that was the introduction of the free market. And that has been the thing that was one of the things that the founders used as in their idea of forming this nation.
Yes.
Was what had happened to the Mayflower people.
It's such an interesting book, and things that we might have learned at some particular point in history and have forgotten about. The United States of America, the most successful nation and people of all. Tom Shipley Jr., the author and our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. I mentioned in the beginning, but I find this fascinating. You're working with GE, and talk about this, what numerical control was the project, a new product that you were working on. This was sort of the foundation for computers of today. What was that like in the beginning when people had this wild idea that computers could actually, and automation, could actually function in our society? What was that like being on the ground floor?
Well, they asked me to go to Waynesboro, Virginia, and helped. They were forming a product, numerical control for machinery, and what they were doing was they were transferring from electronic tubes to the solid state controls, and that was just the beginning. And that was numerical controls for machine tools, and that began the automation.
Yes.
Of that proceeded during the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And it was a phenomenal trip for me. And it was one of the neatest things that I think ever happened to me during that period of time.
Well, yeah, and when you sit at the keyboard now and you've got this vast array of knowledge in front of you, you think back to what it was like. I mean, you remember vividly when this was only a dream that not everybody, a few people had, and you were sort of there at the whole first step of this process.
When I was a kid, my mother and my grandmother both read a lot.
Ah, yes.
And they used to send me to the library, and I'd ride on my bicycle and get them the books. And I got acquainted to the library, and I began to read and do the things, you know. And then time passed, and today I've got the library at my elbow.
Yep.
That whole library is in my living room and by my computer. And all I have to do to go to the library, I had to find the book, I had to find the pages. But now I just ask, what is?
Yes, yes. And then you've got choices for answers, too. It's not just one in many cases. You've got a whole variety of choices that you have and information that that you're able to receive. It's like going to the library. You don't have to ride the bicycle there anymore, do you? It's all right there in your room, all ready for you. I mean, that's just that's so amazing. I got off the track
right
here, but a part of Tom, and I took this resume and broke it down into about 30 seconds of important key features, but has done so much and started as most people do, the college education, the military, entry-level job, all the way up to owning his own company for a number of years. I got about a minute or so left. What kind of reaction are you getting from the book, and are you working on something else? You've written a number of articles and books already. Are you working on something else?
Well, actually, I never set out to write a book.
They just happened.
I just got interested in something like global warming.
Yes.
I kept reading articles about global warming, and not a single one of them had a temperature. If I said to you, it was hot yesterday in Ohio, you'd say, how hot? And I'd have to tell you the temperature.
Yes.
And the fact that there were no temperatures at all given in those all those articles when terrible things were going to happen, I said to myself, something is wrong. And I began to dig into it, and I discovered it is wrong. And I began to keep records and notes.
Yes.
That sort of thing. And then after a while, something happens and you put it on and you begin to dig in the computer and pull it all out and put it into the best as you can.
And then it becomes a book. And that's amazing how that starts. It's not this grand idea. It's sort of an evolutionary process when you get for these ideas that suddenly appear in book form. And the latest from Tom Shipley Jr., our guest on the program, is The United States of America, the Most Successful Nation and People of All. Tom, it's really been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with the writing, whether you want to or not. But the books, it sounds like you're always thinking, so there's always the possibility of more books there. Thank you for joining us on the program today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for asking. I loved it.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and we had a chance to get some of your wisdom from all the years that you were able to share with us in the past 20 minutes. It's been our pleasure. Tom Shipley, Jr., the book, by the way, available at Amazon, at strattonpress.com in the bookstore. And the book is The United States of America, the Most Successful Nation and People of All. Tom Shipley, Jr., our guest on the program This Week in America. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.